almost every week, I get asked, do lash extensions make your eyelashes fall off? And the way they put it is like, wait, are they going to make them fall off and then I won't have anything left?
You're listening to Untamed, a podcast dedicated to empowering you, the lash artist, while providing insights on how to achieve success that is as individual and unique as you are. Each episode, me, Cheryl,
and me, Anne-Marie, share our best information openly, without reservation. We discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds for the lash industry.
So grab a snack and your comfiest sweater, and get ready to geek out with your new lash BFFs. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe!
Welcome back, Lash Friends, to another episode of the Untamed Podcast. Today, I have Samantha with me, and we are going to talk about misinformation in the industry and the difficulty stylists may face from the client's perception. I'm very excited as this is a topic we haven't addressed yet, but one that I think is a challenge most artists face within their lashing career. So, without further delay, welcome, Samantha.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Can we start by you letting our listeners know a little bit about yourself and your beauty industry experience?
Okay, I would love to. So I graduated from Aveda in 2018 and got my license that same year. And then I started working at a very popular chain salon. And I was there for 2.5 years. I almost want to say 3, but it was 2.5. And I loved it while I was there until I didn't. Everybody I met there is wonderful. Everybody I met there, I still talk to, but I'm glad I left. I think at some point when you're doing something that doesn't make you happy anymore, that I don't care mentality almost kind of like manifests in other areas of your life. And you start really just not caring about anything. And I wasn't doing what I loved. And that was a big issue as well. So eventually I was like, it is time for me to leave. So I did. And it really showed me a lot about the culture of that place when my boss didn't even say, sorry to see you go or something like that. And that was enough for me to cut off all ties with that place. So now I'm working at another popular chain lash studio. And that whole experience at my old job really helped me find my true passion, which is lashing. I didn't really know I had this in me. But for the listeners at home, Anne-Marie taught me how to do lashes. She's like a genius. So, like, I'm sorry. And I got the confidence to, it's like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to start lashing real people now and like see how good I am at this. And it does take a lot of practice, I'm not going to lie. But within 6 months of me being at this new place, they promoted me to manager, which is like incredible because it's less than a year, like here I am. I think that that's like super important to note, because I was doing something for 2.5 years that didn't get me anywhere. And I leave and now I'm like incredibly successful doing this. And it like really helped me find my true passion. And I do something that I love. So it's great. And I love being in this industry now. I used to want to leave it all the time, but I love it now. I just kind of want to stay in it.
Yay. Oh, well, I am so proud of you. I think that few things that you said really resonated is that if you're unhappy, it starts to show up in other areas of your life. You know, it's simple. It's like all of a sudden, maybe just like something you loved before was always getting like well dressed up and like always having the outfit perfectly put together, and then it starts to slide. Or you always love styling your hair and then it starts to slide. Or you like to go on walks and now you're not walking. It really can just overtake you. So I thought that was like really, really amazing that you identified that. And it's not easy to leave something that pays our bills, number one. And that you've been at for so long. I really admire you for being able to do that. And I love that you got this confirmation almost like within 6 months, you're getting this promotion. And it's just like, wow, that like strengthened me to leave the last salon has paid off. And I just think that's incredible because I recall, and I'm going to just say it, I recall it was a difficult decision for you because you have to take a bet on yourself and you never know where it's going to go from there. So that was really amazing that you did that.
Yeah. And it was honestly incredibly hard. I cried after I quit. It was so hard. Really, honestly, it tells you a lot about who I was at the time in 2018. But after graduating and getting my license, it's really the only place I ever saw me working until I finally realized that I only saw myself working there, if that makes sense. Like,
oh, really, my goodness.
That's the place. So I'm glad I left. And it was very difficult, but it was, I knew I had to leave for months and months. And finally, I was like, bye, I'm leaving. And when nobody even said, like, sorry to see you go, it was enough for me that I can't be here anymore. I can't do that anymore. And I go on to Lashing, where at this old place, they made me feel like this is all I'm good for. I can't do anything else. Here, they're like, hey, we see you lead a team really well. You want to be a manager? And I couldn't believe it. I almost wanted to ask if it was a joke, but ultimately I accepted it.
But here you are.
Here I am. But yeah, I think that's very important to realize like your worth, honestly. Know that some jobs can really treat you so terrible that you start to believe that you're not worth anything else besides that. That was a hard thing to get out of for me. It also taught me how I should not be treated at a job. And now that I'm here at this new place, I'm just incredibly grateful that I'm here and happy that I could go to literally anybody and ask a question and nobody's upset. Nobody makes me feel like I can't do this. And I think that's very important, especially if you're new to the industry or if you're new to lashing in general. I think that that's very important to experience a place that's actually nice to you. And rather than something that has such a high turnover rate, doesn't get you anywhere, it's like very important that you experience the right places.
I agree. That's a really good point. Now, the first salon you were at, you actually weren't lashing. And then you were doing a different service, but then you weren't even performing that service anymore. You started running like the front desk. So that was also really interesting because it's like you've had these signs along the way of just some of the toxicity or misalignments for you and your career kind of as you were there. And then it just took this like breakthrough moment, but then you decided, hey, I want to try out lashes. Let me tell you, you are like the lash industry's like biggest hype girl. You love lashes.
I do. And the thing is, all the listeners at home, you can blame Anne Marie for that. Because if it wasn't for her, I would not have known how much lash extensions can really change your life. I met Anne Marie at that old salon, by the way. And she asked me if I wanted to be a model. And I was like, well, I've never had extensions before. We'll see. And little did I know what I was in for. So I'm just saying, y'all can blame Anne Marie for that one.
I know, it's so funny. Samantha, you were like the client who just, the lash extensions changed their life. And I have a handful of clients who, you know, listeners, you're going to relate to this. You have those clients who no matter what, they want their extensions. It's almost a full transformative emotional experience. And yeah. I mean, you were definitely one of those. And so the fact that you're doing lashes now and helping other women feel that is just makes me so, so happy to see. I love that so much. I have another question for you, actually. So one thing that I think is really interesting is in the lash industry, a lot of stylists go out independently, but you went from one salon that you realized was not a good fit, but yet instead of going out on your own, you still ended up at another salon and obviously it's a great fit and you're loving it. But what made you decide to work within a team versus going solo?
Well, the whole thing was I was going to go to this place and then I was going to get my hands moving and speed up. And then I would go on my own, typically how it is for a lot of people. And I don't know, I got a phone call one day that was like, hey, you're really good at leading this team. Because I would always be like, hey, ladies, I want you to have like 3 add-ons for your clients. They're not that much, like just add it on, doesn't take any extra time. When they saw that it worked, everybody was feeling better, happier to be there. And I was still planning on going out on my own. I really was not expecting this, to be honest. And I get this phone call and they're like, hey, do you want to be manager? And I was shocked. I could not believe my ears. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to ask me? But that's another thing. It's like at this other place, they made me feel like that was all it was good for, was just that. Here, it's like they recognized how good I am at leading a team and how much I take that job so seriously. And I was really happy to be there. Honestly, I was. I still am happy to be there, let me be honest. I woke up every day and I was excited to go to work, which is like insane. But so when they asked me and I said yes, I was like, oh, well, I guess one of these days I can still go off on my own. But I have so many more like opportunities opening up for me with this position within the company, which is crazy. I'm just kind of happy that I'm here right now. But I know that one day I will go off on my own and I will probably be even more happy.
Oh, so that's still something you want. So it's interesting because I think like working with a team can be amazing when you find the right team. Like being a solo lash artist, Cheryl mentions it a lot on the podcast, it can be really lonely. It's because you're all alone and some people thrive in that. And of course, you have your clients who come in, but you don't have that support of other stylists. You don't have a manager to help like have your back if something goes wrong or is difficult with a client. I think it's actually can be a really good path if you find the right team. And right now, like you're just enjoying it. And for you, when you go out like alone, it might be either you want to try to like run your own like salon, or you're going to want like the simplicity of just lashing and being by yourself is what I'm going to predict. It's going to be like one of those two things, because running a salon and being in management is so much fun, but it gets difficult.
It does. It really does. And I guess I don't know what I was expecting, but I was like, oh, it can't be like that difficult. Here I am.
Well, you're like doing a great job at it. What is like the one thing that is more difficult than you expected in salon management?
Probably the misinformation that clients come in with.
Oh my gosh, perfect. Because that is like, how could you transition that more perfectly, Samantha? Is that really it? Because I know that's like our next topic for the podcast, but like, is that really like...
I mean, you know, besides clients coming in with like other people's work on their lashes that needs to be removed, and then they don't want it to be removed, and then it's like, well, then I can't lash you. Besides that, it's like really just the misinformation. And I really didn't know how much clients look into this and how much they do like their due diligence before getting lashed, but they do. And some of the things online is just like,
Well, let's get into it. It really sounds like even the other example you gave, it all leads back to client misinformation. That can be the hard part. And some days, even for me, it's just the misinformation of a question that someone sends my way. And I'm like, oh, because, you know, it's hard, especially because clients do their due diligence. And they find information and they have their sources and they're like, this is what I found. And it might be from what they perceive as a reputable source, but it could be outdated. It might not be sharing all the information. It might expect the person who's reading it to already have a certain knowledge level of lashes to take in the information. So sometimes there's just a gap in how they're receiving the information. And like you said, some of it's just like blatantly wrong. So let's like go through a few of these like misinformation things that you hear over and over again in the salon. Like what is one you hear almost every week?
Almost every week I get asked, do lash extensions make your eyelashes fall off? And the way they put it is like, wait, are they going to make them fall off and then I won't have anything left? Or like, I know I've heard thousands of times people tell me, well, my friend had extensions and now she has nothing left. Like they all fell out. It's hard because it's like, well, I mean, it's normal. Like you want your lashes to fall out. It means your hair is growing. Just like your head hair falls out, it grows back. Your lashes grow out and they come back too. With them, I think they hear my lashes fell out and then there's nothing left. Like they're just bald on their eyes now. There is some truth to that. Like, yes, lash extensions will make your eyelashes fall out, but not in the way that you think. Like, not in the way that is scary or like the scariest way. It's not that. It's more like your hair is growing. That's it. They're going to fall out because your hair is growing. There's another one right back there. Like, and then when you come back, we'll lash it and it'll look normal again.
Right. It's like kind of difficult to explain to clients because it's like, I remember I would bust out the chart, which is probably no surprise to you. And I would show the growth phases of the natural lashes and explain that it's normal. But when you look at a natural lash, they're so fine. You know, you probably won't notice, but when you see an extension come off, like that's obvious. You know, especially volume, you're like, oh, there's a spider on my face. And then it's like, oh no, that's my volume fan. Like it's very obvious to see when you lose them.
Speaking of spiders.
Uh-oh.
I had one of your extensions fall out once.
Oh no.
And I don't know why, but I was like, is that a stupid spider on my face right now? And a like immediate shock. And then I touched it and I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. I was like, I can't believe it.
It is a little startling at times, but you know, those extensions, you're going to see them more when they shed now, you know, and it's hard because for me, like, it's hard because people do have their natural lashes get damaged from extensions if they're not taking care of them properly or if the stylist didn't apply them well. You know, if they're disregarding protecting the natural lash health, if there's a ton of excessive sticking, all those different factors can cause damage. So I find that like sometimes really trying to educate these clients is almost like a mini course. You have to kind of give them the background of how extensions are applied. You have to teach them how the natural lashes grow and shed, just like all the rest of their hair that isn't always like noticed, I guess. Oh, it's a lot of education. So how do you implement teaching all these customers that? Because I'm sure your guys' phones are ringing all day. And it's like, you can't take a 20-minute conversation with every person on the phone, or can you? Like, how do you manage that?
So honestly, the best that I can do is I tell my girls to just be honest with them and just tell the truth. Honesty is the best policy. But when somebody calls and asks, I've never had lash extensions before, will they make my eyelashes fall off? Because that's what I heard on the internet. It's typically what we hear all the time. The answer is, short answer is yes, but not in the way that you think.
Right. It's like the extensions aren't the cause.
Right. I just tell my girls to just tell them the truth. Like, you want them to fall off because that means your hair is growing. If they were to stay on your eyelashes for 3 months, I would be very worried. And that helps calm them down a bit, knowing like, oh, okay, that's normal. I've had some clients ask, is there like a spray I can get from my lashes that just makes them stay? And it's like, No. But you wouldn't want that anyway. Just saying. I always tell them, just let them know, like, We are all trained to make sure your lashes are in good health during their lash extension experience. So if there's ever a time where they look damaged or something, we have to be honest and let them know. Honestly, I feel like the best way to just go about clients asking these absurd questions is just being honest. You can't do a 20-minute lecture all the time, but sometimes you can. And yes. You could just narrow it down to like 5 minutes. And if they keep going, it's just honesty is the best policy.
Right. Like sometimes getting them in for a consultation so that you have that undivided time with the customer is great. And then once you're like face to face, you know, they're going to ask a ton of questions. They're going to see the cute salon. That's what I would always do if the questions just kept going and going, because, you know, you can spend a lot of time. I like that you've recognized that within your demographic where you're at, that just simply saying like, yes, your extensions and natural lashes will fall out, but it's normal. You should see that. Hair sheds. I think that you guys have found the way that works best to describe it to your customers. And it's a very simplified approach. But it seems like for you, it's actually pretty effective.
Yeah, I guess I think a lot of people think that there's a big trend on the internet right now of specifically lash stylists, not anybody else, but lash stylists scamming their clients.
Oh, no.
Stay tuned for that episode. I'm just kidding. I always want to make sure that they know nobody here is trying to scam them out of money or anything. We're not lying to them. We have no reason to lie. I wouldn't gain anything from lying. I just try my best to make sure that they know like your feelings are valid, but here's like the science behind it. That usually, and it actually, I shouldn't say usually, it does help a lot for the client. And then they come in either for a consultation or their first real set and they're surprised. They're like, oh, I didn't know. I thought it was going to be painful. I thought it was going to be this and this. Like, nope, it was all good. They're like, oh, I took a nap. Like, yes, all of that is fine. But I think the best thing to do is just like be honest. Just tell them like, you know, we take courses on lash extensions and we learn specific vocabulary. Just tell them what you know and then simplify it if need be. Typically, it's well received and it is well received.
That's good. Because it can be a challenge. And I know that, you know, sometimes I've really explained this to someone. I've heard staff that I've had in the past explain these things and the customer's not convinced. You're not going to convince everyone and that's okay. But just letting them know, it puts that thought in their mind. And at least it's like a start of kind of better protecting the industry from that misinformation. And you also actually mentioned two more things that I think are big misinformation points. One was being that extensions hurt. The application process should be completely painless. How you have them when you're wearing them at home should be completely painless too. There shouldn't be any poking, itching, stinging, that kind of like pinching feeling on the eyelid. You know, you shouldn't have like burning eyes throughout the application. I mean, you shouldn't feel like someone's really heavy-handed or like pushing down on your head. All of these things, it should be so relaxing that you can fall asleep. And then it should be like extensions, you should be able to wear them throughout your days without any type of discomfort. You know, unless one accidentally sheds and gets in your eye, but that's a rarity.
A rarity, yes.
Just like when your natural lash sheds and gets in your eye, it's a rarity, but it can happen. We've probably all experienced it at least once. So, you know, they're very, very painless if properly applied. And I think that that's something that's always really interesting. And I had a lot of clients come in who had really painful, bad experiences in the past. And instead of, and you know, here's the thing, you're saying like, be honest. Sometimes I think stylists are trying their best to be honest, but they just don't know what they don't know, because they would try to convince the customer that like, nope, it's normal. It's okay. You know, like beauty is pain kind of thing. Right. And a lot of women may assume that because they might get Botox, fillers, all these other things that aren't necessarily overly painful, but has a little pain sensation to it. So sometimes clients don't even realize that they should tell us that something's uncomfortable.
Right. I always tell my clients let me know if anything feels uncomfortable. And typically I have clients say, well, I mean, this is always uncomfortable. And I always tell them, well, if you feel something like a burning sensation or like something in your eye, that kind of thing. And I usually is like, oh, okay, I'll let you know. But
always uncomfortable. You're like, why? What's always uncomfortable?
Right.
Is it like the bed? Do they just not like having their eyes closed? Like, what is it?
Typically, it's the not liking having their eyes closed, which I'm like, or I guess it's the patches. So on those clients, I always kind of just apply kind of further away from the lash line and just tape down the lower lashes. And I'm like, okay, the patch is far away from your eyelids right now. And that's good. Just telling them that makes it a lot easier.
Sometimes it's just like, you'll see that it's in the right position. But if the client's still feeling that sensation, then just letting them know like where it's really at. Because I think some people, well, I know some people have anxiety towards having something that close to their eye. And so it takes a few, maybe like many sessions to get comfortable with it. I used to have one client who you could only put one patch on one eye at a time. And that was because she wanted to be able to just like open her other eye at times. Now she had a pretty traumatic elevator accident. And so she was very claustrophobic, very anxious to have something where she thought she couldn't open her eye. And of course, it's only on the bottom. You can still open your eye, but
right.
She felt very anxious. Now she falls asleep, like in her appointment. She's totally comfortable. But at first it was like, she would want to mess with it. And I was like, now I'm absolutely positive that this is in the right spot, that I have it well lifted so it's not suffocating to the skin. But you know, we try our best for our customers, but I do feel like when they say something, I always try to do my best to listen because it's probably true. And anyone who ever lashes me knows on one eye, oh, that patch, if it's not in the perfect spot, it makes me nuts. And it's probably from like the stylist perspective, because I've had some really good stylists work on me. I bet they're like, man, this is in a good spot. I don't see how anything could be bothering you, but something does feel odd. But thankfully, these stylists meet me where I'm at and they find a way to accommodate me like you were doing with your clients. And I think that's always so nice.
Exactly. I think that's very important. And I think it's also like maybe because I love like caring for people that I'm always in like trying to make sure they're comfortable, relaxed and everything. And I always hear comment I get from my clients is like, you're so gentle. Like I could fall asleep with just you touching my face or something. It's like,
that's always so nice.
I know. It's always wonderful to hear that. But I think that it's just very important to like clients come in already with this like misinformation in their mind that like they're going to get these extensions and then they're going to have no more lashes left. So it's like, make sure they're comfortable. I'm not doing anything that would hurt you at all. It's the last thing I want to do.
Right.
Especially have all your lashes fall out. Like, no, I never want to do that.
Like, I don't want to do that to you because I want you to keep lashes so that you keep coming back.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to ruin your lash line because then I'm out a client.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Another one, the other one that you made, the other point, what am I trying to say here, is that you said something about lash extensions lasting forever and many, many months. And I think that's something I heard a ton of, is that lash extensions should be like 100% perfect. Don't lose a single one for 3 months. Does that like still get told pretty often? Because you mentioned it kind of like how you don't want to see customers maintain their extensions that long.
Right. And the thing is that I don't mind if a client has extensions on their lashes for 3 months, but
that's with refills, right?
Right. Like... I would assume that they would be getting refills. I would assume all the grown out lashes will be peeled off and replaced. But I've never had a client come back after getting their first full set 3 months later and it still looks the same as when I put it on the first time.
Right.
It shouldn't. And so when clients ask me, or when clients tell me these are like falling off after 2 to 3 weeks, it's like, okay, that's good. Like you want them to last that long because now you can come back and get a refill or a full set. I would be very scared if lashes last from the first time they come in to 3 months later and they look the exact same. But when clients ask me that, I always have my girls just tell them the truth. You don't want them to last 3 months. You want to come in and get the grown out ones removed because your lashes do grow just like your head hair. And you want to get the ones that have already fallen off replaced and get your look to look cleaner and fuller and darker. And they're like, oh, so they're not supposed to last this long? It's like, no, they're not. Not at all.
And I think that's like the hard part is, of course, we want to have good retention on our customers, but the natural lashes grow and they shed. So a client at 2 weeks, I don't expect them to come in with no extensions on. Like, you should still have a big chunk of them left. And that's why I think customers try to extend refills. And I mean, 3 weeks is great too, but I'll have clients who've messaged in the past and say, well, I still have a lot of extensions on. I don't need my refill. And I had to spend a lot of time educating that. It's not about waiting until there's not any on there. It's about doing the maintenance. And I used to use like fingernails as my example for my customers because they can visualize it. They can see it. If you get your lashes, or I'm sorry, not your lashes painted. If you get your, I mean, I guess you could.
I wouldn't.
I know. I'm like, maybe not. But if you get your nails painted in 2 weeks, how much growth do you have? In 3 weeks, how much growth do you have? So even though that polish can still look perfect, it is like outgrown. And the extensions do the same thing, right? So it's like they can become top heavy. That could cause drooping of the extension down into the eye. That can cause twisting, turning, that tangling. And I mean, it can put a lot of stress on the hair follicle. So I would just always explain that maybe don't go beyond that like 3 week mark. Now, there are some artists in our industry that their application is just far superior and their customers can go those like 4 weeks. But I really enjoyed having my customers come back more often to really protect that natural lash health. And you know, my customers, because you've been in here, a lot of them are older and their natural lashes are so fine. And for those customers, it's really just not the best idea to have that customer wait forever and ever and ever because those natural lashes are just so fragile.
Exactly. And that's very important because I wouldn't want somebody with fragile lashes like that to get extensions and then I don't see them forever because it's like, okay, are you taking care of them? How are they doing? I want to make sure that they're healthy.
It's just so easy to damage those lashes. It's like, we got to be careful.
Exactly.
Oh, that is a big one.
And I always feel like that's the whole like, they should be lasting for 3 months. I think it's just honesty is the best policy and they really shouldn't.
But here's the thing. These customers will come in and they will see somebody's honest post. Look, I'm being like devil's advocate over here. They'll see someone's honest post that says, look at my extension, still looking amazing after 3 months. But what they won't see is why. You know, maybe all that excessive like adhesive application or them being more applied to like the lid and the lashes and just kind of all glued or smushed together. Or is that just one of those customers, that odd customer that we love whose natural lashes grow and shed so slowly? And then, I mean, gosh, I have one coming in today after this podcast and she she has not seen me for probably 3 months. And I bet she'll still have one or two extensions hanging on there. She has the best retention out of any client I have ever had. So it's hard.
I know I've had clients, shout out Untamed Artistry retention glue.
Oh, thanks.
But I've had clients come in and I use that glue on them and their extensions last for 3 months and they come in. And there's like two or three on their eyes.
Like there's like, still a few hanging on.
Right. And I'm like, did you go somewhere else? And they're like, no, these are the ones you put on. And I'm like, really?
They're like, bam.
Okay. The glue is really living up to its name. Just saying.
You know, we did this post recently on Instagram where we had this stylist named Maddie who wanted to put our adhesives to the test. And she was like, okay, I want to see if retention really lives up to its name. And she just used it for, you know, a few months. And now she's been using it forever at this point. But she was like, retention really works well. And so she compiled a lot of images of customers and what their extensions look like when they came back at 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, just to show how full they still were. And I think that that's a misconception that not only customers have is waiting till they're empty to refill, but also the stylist community. Sometimes it's like, oh, if they're still pretty full, why would you want to refill them at this point? But it's all those other things that we just mentioned that have to be taken into account. And I'm looking at her sets and I'm like, man, these like 3-4 week retention are looking so full. Like those are nice looking sets. But of course, as an educator, we can see that they're growing out. They're starting to lean in certain little spots just because everything we mentioned, it's all so, so important.
Yeah. Just because you see extensions on your lashes doesn't mean that like they are good. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't mean that they don't need to be removed and replaced. It doesn't mean you have a full set. Like right. It doesn't mean you shouldn't come in for a refill.
And I think like you've got a good way that works well to like tell your customers that it can be really tricky. I know that a lot of stylists are like, oh, it's so hard to get that customer to come back after that first set because they just don't know. And now I know that you know, you're at a chain and a lot of times that's set for consistency among locations. But one thing that's been really successful in the past is if you bundle the refill with that new set, so then they come back in. It's like you get that first refill for free. They'll come back in. They'll see what you're talking about. You can take pictures of that natural lash line and show them. Look at how many are actually missing in here. Look at how grown out a few of them are. Look how this one started to kind of lean a little. Like these are things that I want to take into account and make sure that I'm fixing on a consistent basis so that your natural lashes are well protected and your extensions are always looking great. You know, there's always that educational piece to tie in and don't be afraid to show your clients those pictures. Sometimes they need to see firsthand, not just hear it from us.
Right. That is very important.
Right. I mean, I really think it is. You know, you guys know me. I like education. And I've definitely gained the customer who does. And I think that at this time in 2022, almost every consumer wants to be well educated. They want to understand what they're purchasing. They want to understand what services they're getting to a certain degree. Now, you don't have to educate them to be an expert. You're the expert, but they should have some understanding of the service that they're receiving, in my opinion.
And it's only fair, to be honest.
True. I like that.
Because if you're investing in yourself, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of money. You deserve to know the service that you're getting.
I love that.
We as lash artists know like valuable, good education sources because True. You can Google anything and it's not going to give you the truth always. And especially in the lash industry, it's very hard to find truth in just your normal Google search or your normal social media search because so many people have a lot to say about lash extensions, which is fine, mm-hmm. but you don't need to be scaring other people into your beliefs. One bad experience does not mean that we're all bad. Usually one bad experience, we address it as a whole and then we learn from it and we move on. But I think a really good podcast episode for you and Cher would probably be like, how do you know you have good resource?
Yes.
Research sources.
Yes. I think that's a huge one. It's extremely difficult. Now, Cheryl, she learned a lot of what she knows about lashes just from finding good resources online, which is incredible. But I've also seen stylists who crash and burn from the information they find online. And it's not easy to find. And if something's just not making sense, I think that it just means to research a little bit deeper and use your own experiences. So thank you. I think we definitely will do an episode on that. Got to get Cheryl back on here. She had her baby, and so she's enjoying all the moments of being a new mother. Oh, I'm just so happy for her.
Congratulations, Cheryl.
Oh. But this topic, I think, might like catch her attention if she's listening, and she'll be like, well, and we'll hear like her baby like speaking in the background a little bit, making little like noises, little sounds.
Oh my God, we have a future Cheryl Jr. lash artist on our hands.
I mean, imagine. It's adorable. But this is a really good topic. I like it. So Samantha, thank you so much. You've really inspired a lot of just like good thought processes. And I hope that every listener takes that away with them, especially the newer artists listening to this, because it's tough. You're going to hear a lot of interesting things from customers and you might not always know how to respond to it. And that's okay. Just tell them you'll get right back to them and that you want to make sure that you're giving them the best information possible and reach out to a more senior lash artist. You know, there's so much support in this industry. So I have one last question for you for today. What is your best piece of advice for artists who are just getting started on their lashing journey?
It sounds so cheesy, but the truth is, don't give up.
No.
I hated hearing that when I first started in the industry, but it honestly is the truth. Don't give up. This industry is so rewarding and so supportive when you get to do the things that you love. If you are stuck doing something that you don't want to do anymore, obviously it's not going to feel as supportive anymore. It's going to feel very manipulative and very conniving, and it's not going to feel like something you want to be in anymore. This industry is so cutthroat, so fast, so ever-changing that it's hard to really find to do what you love, especially working at like these chain salons. I mean, I could just hear it now. Look who's talking. Anyway.
You're not at the chain salon that I think a lot of listeners might have thought when you said you work at a popular lash chain. So
that's true. So give me some credit, y'all.
Keep that in mind. It's probably not the one that popped in everyone's head. It's smaller than that one.
So give me some credit. Anyway, I think it's best to know that like there are people in this industry who have been here forever and love it, because it's such a wonderful industry full of people who just want to support each other. And when you find that lashing is something that you love, I think it's very important that you hold on to that and you keep that skill with you. Always keep your hands moving and never give up. Even if it takes you to work at a chain salon to get your hands moving and to see more people and to get that experience before you go off on your own. That's incredibly important. And to know your worth and to have confidence in yourself, because confidence goes a long way. And don't be afraid to lay some knowledge on your clients. It's very important, because they do come in with things that are not true that they get from the internet. And I think my best piece of advice is honestly, do not give up. It is so important that we have you in this industry, that you know you are welcome here and everybody here wants to welcome you. Nobody here is mad at you. Nobody here is ashamed of you. We're all here to help you. And I think that it took me a while to understand that. And I really hope it doesn't take you a while to understand that.
That's all for this episode of Untamed. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can see the show notes and all of the resources mentioned in today's episode at untamedartistry.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And remember, as your study buddy, we are always here for you. Don't hesitate to send us a DM at untamed.artistry.